This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. A new report warns Ukraine urgently needs more air defense systems from the West, or Russia could repeat tactics it used in Syria to bombard Ukraine's cities from the skies. Correspondent Henry Ridgewell has details.
In the early days of Russia's invasion, the skies above Ukraine were largely unprotected. Russian jets conducted air raids deep behind the front lines, but Ukraine was able to deploy its air defenses. Ukrainian forces have shot down dozens of Russian fighter jets, helicopters, other aircraft and missiles. Justin Bronk is an analyst with the Royal United Services Institute.
The Russian Air Force retains a huge amount of potential firepower. It's just not being able to use it effectively at the moment because Ukraine is still denying them access to Ukrainian airspace. But Ukrainian stocks of missiles for air defense were not nearly intended to last this long.
Western nations have supplied various air defense systems. Ukraine's defense minister said on Twitter Monday his country had received the first American NASAMS and Italian-made Aspid systems. Bronk says Ukraine needs more from the West. Advanced fighter aircraft would also create an important deterrent. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday his country is willing to consider genuine negotiations with Russia. Speaking ahead of his virtual address to world leaders at the Global Climate Summit in Egypt, Zelensky said his country is open to talks with Russia if Ukraine's borders are restored, victims of Russia's invasion, and attacks are compensated and efforts are made to hold perpetrators accountable. Zelensky's preconditions, though, appear to be non-starters for Moscow, so it's unlikely any talks will be held in the near future. This is VOA News. U.S. voters are going to the polls Tuesday to cast ballots in midterm elections that will determine the control of the U.S. Congress for the reigning 2 years of U.S. President Joe Biden's term. In one of the close races that could determine control of the U.S. Senate, Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance is facing Democratic Representative Tim Ryan in the central eastern state of Ohio. As he voted Tuesday, Vance said voter turnout will determine the race.
We just have to get people out there to vote. I think if we have enough turnout today, we should be very much in the clear. So what we need to remind people is don't get lazy. Don't feel like this is in the bag. Get out there and make your voice heard, because that's how we win.
Former President Donald Trump held a rally for Vance in Ohio on Monday. A survivor of Sunday's plane crash into Lake Victoria in Tanzania that killed 19 people has described how cabin crew and locals came to the rescue as water flooded the airplane's cabin. Word is news agency correspondent David Doyle has more.
The Precision Air Flight PW494 crash-landed in Lake Victoria as it was trying to land at Bukoba Airport on Sunday morning. McTreda Samuel said there was a big crash, and then water immediately started pouring into the fuselage.
Passengers started to struggle to rescue themselves. The only thing that helped me until I survived was that I managed to remove my seatbelt and get out of the seat on time. But the plane had already flooded with water, so I struggled to swim up. And that's when one of the cabin crew members helped us open the emergency door. After a few minutes, local fishermen came to rescue us when we got out.
On Monday, a ceremony was held to honour the victims. Tanzania's transport minister told mourners that the weather had abruptly changed from good to stormy as the flight carrying 43 people was approaching Bukoba.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Cause of the accident is still under investigation. Police in northeastern China say 7 people have been arrested after a clash between residents and government authorities who are enforcing COVID-19 quarantine restrictions. China has been reporting new cases nationwide, with 2,200 cases reported Tuesday in the southern manufacturing and technology hub of Guangzhou. While the numbers remain relatively low, China has relentlessly pursued its strict zero COVID policy. The police department in the Shandong city of Linyi said public security would take strong measures against those who illegally violated the rights of personnel protection of citizens. Anti-pandemic measures have prompted backlashes across the country. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.